Power 106.9, Omaha's number one for hip hop. Check. Hits. Check. Biscuits.
What?
Double check.
What?
What up, it's your girl, Alyssa. Ivan Alfrez. That's the normal lineup of the HBIC Mix Head Biscuit in Charge. Don't get it twisted. And today, very special guest.
Thank you.
Bill Bellamy.
We're in the building.
Can I get a ham horn, Ivan? Give me like a hat. There we go. I like that.
Come on, Ivan. Let that thing ring.
So we got Bill in the studio today, which I'm so jazzed about because tomorrow night at Holland, we got that big ticket comedy.
It's called
tour.
The Big Ticket Comedy Show. A lot of fun. I'm hosting tomorrow.
Yes.
I get to, you know, play and hang out with my friends who are just happen to be hilarious. We have Earthquake, we have Jess Hilarious,
yes.
We have Tony T. Roberts, we got D-Lay. I'm hosting, it's going to be a good time. I haven't been here in probably, 15 years?
15 years.
And it look exactly the same.
Oh, I know that's right.
It look exactly. Y'all ain't fixed.
So, everybody that listens knows this about the HBIC Mix. I stay cracking cold ones into the mic. And because you're in Omaha, and it's been
tradition?
That long.
Is it tradition?
It's a tradition. So if you look in front of you, I know you got a Busch Light sitting in front of you.
This is a Busch Light. This is what they do in the Midwest, people. They drink beers that don't nobody drink. Okay.
We drink beers that taste a little bit like water, but let's get that crispy commercial crack in the mic.
Ah!
Ooh, baby. Never in a million years did I think I'd be cheersing a Busch Light with Bill.
I've never actually had a Busch Light. Cheers. I never had a Busch Light.
No,
before.
This so is a biscuit staple.
Let me see what you're talking about.
He almost spit it out.
You know what? It's actually pretty light.
Light beer.
It's a light beer.
It's a light beer.
Probably about 3 calories.
Bill, fresh off the plane, just drinking Busch Lights with a biscuit in the studio. We love it. You're going to pull one on stage tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night is going to be so much fun. We got a DJ with the music. Get it going. The doors open at 7. The show starts promptly at 8. We're on time. Not CP time. We on real time. Time. We are doing our thing, and you're going to be in the building. This is what I hear, Ivan. I hear Alyssa's going to show up tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And Alyssa don't go to a lot of shows, but she did go to see a couple people, right?
Yes.
There's a couple people come through. I'm going to shout out to my boy, Terrence Bud Crawford, from Omaha. Holla! What up, Bud?
Yes. We'd love to see it. Well, tickets, we can grab them for the show. All of your details on the Big Ticket Comedy Tour at power106.fm.com. Bill and I are going to hang for this first half of the mix.
Let's go.
You can hang. We're going to get into it. I'm excited. Oh, he's about to go in for sure.
Let's go.
Make sure you're listening live on your radio app, smart speaker, or power106.9fm.com.
I hate to be to make it to forever. Probably ain't getting back together. But that don't mean that I can't wish you better. We ain't good, but we still good. I realize that I can't be your lover. Let's just keep it honest with each other. I'll be happy for you when you find another. We ain't good, but we still good. Who knew it'd be like this? Usually my exes turn to enemies, but this is different. Cause we didn't got closer now that you ain't with me. All that love that we had, ain't no way we gon' forget that. Family, love me like I'm family. You know where you stand with me. So when they ask, tell them right one,
right time.
Wrong times, can't say
we didn't try.
But you always been a real one, even though we ain't together. It was real love, and baby it's still love. I hate that we make it to forever. Probably ain't getting back together. But that don't mean that I can't. But we still good. I realize that I can't be your lover. Let's just keep it honest with each other. I'll be happy for you when you find another. We ain't good.
Bend that over, let that breathe. Shake that. Hands on your knees. Hands on your knees. Hands on your knees. Shake that for Drake. Now shake that for me.
Some love deep inside of me. You don't need to lie to me. I know you got a guy. He's not inside of me. Please drag it out of me. You just might get that G-Wagon out of me. Please drag it out of me. Please drag it out. Rollie gang, patty gang, rich baby daddy gang. I'm with red like I'm at a Cincinnati gang. Hood tatter gang, for she tatter name. Real held me down before I had a name. Heard this money on my head, what is that to me? I put 100 bands on him, he put a rack on me. We from two different worlds, but it's a match to me. To bend it over, only time she turn her back on me for real.
Can we give a round of applause for my boy Ivan for putting that together right there?
Ivan Alvarez!
Ivan, you had us thinking, we was in a strip club. Hands on your knees.
Hey, hands on your knees.
I was like, I thought we was in a strip club or something.
We were not.
No, but we was in a very old school radio station with real people, nice people like Alyssa. We love you.
Like me. Power 106.9, the HBIC mix. It's Bill Bellamy in the building because tomorrow night at Holland, we got him, Earthquake, Jess Hilarious, Tony Roberts, and D-Lay throwing down.
That's how we do. You know what I'm saying? We're bringing it to the city. You can, when you come to Omaha, you got to be big. You got to be B-I-G. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
T-I-C-K-E-T. That's how we get it.
Big ticket.
Come on. Now, when you say H-B-I-C, can you tell people that are on my live what that means?
Head biscuit.
Head.
In charge.
Biscuit in charge. Because you got to use really good language on the radio.
Absolutely.
Head biscuit on charge. But like in the black community, if you say head biscuit, you got to have a biscuit.
And unfortunately.
You do not.
I do not.
Cool. Okay.
It's fine.
That's
fine. And that's
you know
self
what? Everybody don't have everything.
Thing.
I'm not a Rhodes Scholar.
It's fine. We're going to be cool.
Good. You can still walk.
I can. I still got a little something.
You can still run.
Go up and down it. Up and down it a little bit.
Hey, I was.
It just doesn't move.
Hey, listen, I did a joke about Britney Spears, because Britney Spears do a lot of dancing.
She does do a lot of dancing.
But her thong loose.
Oh.
She don't have no booty.
Oh, no.
Like Britney.
Tragic.
Like she either going to get a bigger thong or get a bigger booty because the booty loose. You know what I mean?
I don't like that.
You see what I'm saying? I'm just saying, from the male perspective, if you're going to twerk and you got on the thong, it should be grabbing. The booty should be grabbing like,
Okay. I'm at least proud to say I don't have that problem.
She don't have no cornbread in her house. She don't have no pasta. She don't have no paella. You got to have starch.
Hey, speaking of all that food, I was going to ask you because I need a little advice with the holidays coming up.
All right, go.
Bill Bellamy, what do I do with those awkward family conversations that are bound to happen at the dinner table?
Well, what subjects are coming up?
I'm 30 and single. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, there
absolutely.
It is. Alyssa, when are you going to have a baby? When are you going to get
married?
What
do I do?
You got to say, listen, when you get a job, when you get your life together, like you got to throw something at them they can't come back to. When you stop asking me. See, when you get 30 and you're not married or you don't have a baby and you're attractive and you got a job, they think something wrong with you.
Thank you. I'll take the compliments. Right. But yes.
Right. Because you're an attractive woman. You got a job. You're doing your thing. Your parents are like, Jesus.
What could be wrong with her? What if I have a bunch of hidden red flags?
But here's the thing. We know you're on medication. So when you're on medication.
I know that's right.
Right. Like, you got to have to. See, dudes got to start reading the signs when women on medication. They just show up places you ain't invite them. They know how to key a car.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm about to turn your microphone off, Phil. I'm going to turn your microphone off. Because I'm APIC, I can make the rules on this.
And listen, like, women who are on medication could do things that regular women can't. Like, break all the codes on your phone.
I'm mentally spicy.
Like, just break all the codes on your phone.
Yes.
A woman on medication can go through 4,000 different codes to get your password. Birthdays, anniversaries. Look at her.
Listen,
she's blushing.
She's
on medication.
I'm not gonna say nothing. I plead the fifth.
But this is the thing. I had a conversation with one of my boys from college, right? I said, when you meeting people, if you young now, you should state your medications. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, fair enough.
When you meet a chick, when you buy her a drink, what medications you on, boo? Oh, I don't know, a little Propofol, little Xanax, you know what I'm saying? A little bit of Xanny, a little bit of Promethazine.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? but women never tell you they on medications. That's why when you go to a chick house or her apartment, you got to hit that cabinet.
That medicine cabinet. Just become a little sneaky, a little Snoopy.
You got to be like, I got to go pee-pee and turn the shower on.
Oh, man, Bill. You're too much for me right now.
See, all her medicine.
Listen, we got to stop. We got to keep the mix flowing, going.
Hey, on my live, everybody said facts.
Okay, Big Ticket Comedy Tour. Grab all your details. Still hanging with Bill. Power106.fm.com.
I swear to God, I don't give two gifts. How you hangin', we gang bangin'. We bet who first to fuck some more.
Break the law, Quark ain't dead, Quark ain't dead, Quark ain't dead. Break the law, Quark ain't dead, Quark ain't dead, Quark ain't dead. Break the law, Quark ain't dead, Quark ain't dead, Quark ain't dead. Break the law, Quark ain't dead, Quark ain't dead.
Yeah, I'm in my bag, yeah, bag. I just made a bag, yeah, bag. I just made a bag, yeah. Yo, 13 years old with a shoebox stash. Yo, I'm always up to something, never sitting on my. This Giz, I got my skinny sagging. I told that Giz, I with a passion. I told that Giz, I with a passion. And I talk a whole lot of cause I can bag it.
my pockets fat swole. No, I don't eat purse. Ain't trapping, ain't dead. Eating just queer. I'm sipping color purple syrup. Balling hard just like the beer. Yeah, and Larry Bird, I'm I know you heard. Ten toes never in no hurry. I call shots, you heard. Money talking, what's the word?
What's up?
Hey, I pray but don't go to church. Don't ask me to spit a verse. Can't trust no, that's devil word. Yeah, I know the devil word. And I know that nobody's perfect. Still can't trust the b***h, sir. For real though. Yeah. I'm in my bag, bag. I just made a bag, bag. Just made a bag, bag a big bag. Yeah, I got a real addiction for this cash. Yeah, I got a real ambition for this cash. Yeah, 13 years old with a shoebox stash. Yeah, I'm always up to something, never sitting on my.
Back to see if he gon' catch it. I ain't athletic, but it's tennis for the necklace, yeah. Ayy, where that cash at? I stack it like Tetris. Real gutter cheap, real plugs and connections.
Real cheap.
First I till he locked y'all. Give it to him good, why me knock his socks off? I run it up, they busy running they mouth. I'm a real, real rich cheap on the south.
I'm F-R-E-E-E-free. That mean I ain't gotta worry about no cheap. And I'm S-I-N-G-L-E again. Outside hanging out the window with my ratchet friends. I'm F-R-E-E free. That mean I ain't gotta worry about no cheap. And I'm S-I-N-G-L-E again. Outside hanging out the window with my ratchet friends.
Go,
go, go, go.
Number one for hip hop and hits, Alyssa Ivan Alvarez.
Are we doing it, Alyssa?
And the one and only Bill Bellamy.
Let me tell you right now, my new best friend is Alyssa.
Hey!
Not only does she show us a good time, you are very hospitable.
Thank you.
You gave me my first Bush Light beer ever in history.
This is not an ad.
And you got a great DJ, Ivan, who know how to turn up. He mm-hmm. playing Jeezy. That's my man. Snowman! It's the snowman! So listen, shout out, and I get to listen to this. I'm having a beer, and my good friend, comedian Joe Claire, is having a macchiato on live.
Okay. That's something. A macchiato.
He has gotten so sophisticated. Like,
and we are literally drinking
welcome, Bill.
Water beer. We are drinking not the
this
highest quality stuff.
This is like 2% alcohol.
No, it's more than that.
It's got a little
Probably at least 4%. Okay. 4.7%.
So Alyssa, let me just say this. The moral to the story is we're going to get you off medication. We're going to find you a cute, nice boyfriend.
Okay.
Not a rush job. Take your time.
Okay.
We know people that know people that can get you somebody nice.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little worried about you curating my man.
I know, because your man might be crazy. Anybody that I send you is going to be on medication. So I figure like two crazy people together could make a great baby.
It could make a beautiful thing.
Come on!
Well, can I be real with you?
Yes.
Okay, so I have another thing I want to ask you almost for advice. I'm in a situationship.
You in a situationship?
Just a little bit. I don't want to talk about it too deep. But okay, it's been like a, it's only been like 3 months.
A 3 month situationship.
What
Joe,
the hell?
I might need you on this. It's a situationship.
What do I get him
for Christmas?
For Christmas.
What do you get your situationship for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
It can't be too. You. What's the budget, Joe? What's the budget?
We're phoning a friend on the budget right now.
Okay. He said you give him that biscuit.
Oh, well, that's, I hate to be that biscuit, okay. But that's a given.
But that, okay.
That's fine. That's fine.
He's already getting the biscuit.
Yeah, he's already getting the biscuit.
He needs some jelly and some jam.
How about, here's a thought, Bill. I have two ideas.
She's got two ideas,
but
Joe.
I just pick which one you think you like
all right,
better.
All right, situationship, what does the girl get the guy? Go.
First one, I get two gifts, one nice gift, one kind of not-so-nice gift.
Why don't you do a nice gift and a fun gift, like a gag?
Then, and then let him give the gift first and then respond appropriately with said gift. You know what I'm saying?
No, you can't.
Well, that's smart.
You can't hedge your bets. You got to do it from the heart.
Okay.
If the situationship is 3 months, you obviously like him.
Yeah, I do.
So y'all cool.
Okay.
So we get one really good gift that you think he needs, because women always get you what they think you need.
That's fine.
And then get him something fun, like something that, you know, if he's a snowboarder or if he likes something or the cool hat or some cool sneakers.
Okay.
Guys always like sneakers, especially sneakerheads.
That's true.
You get him some dope sneakers, he going to be like, yo, for real. I was about to break up with you, but we're going to make it.
I have another thought. What about this?
What
about a pair of tickets to the Big Ticket Comedy Tour?
That's what I'm talking about. You won. What's his name? You won, baby. You front row with Bill Bellamy. I got you, baby.
He put us on the guest list VIP.
All biscuits on me.
So that's what we're going to do tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Bill,
I got you.
In the
I got
spot.
You. I got
Earthquake,
you.
Jess Hilarious, Tony Roberts, D-Lay.
Yes.
They're excited to be at the Holland. And thank you so much for joining
us
on the
HBIC
Mix.
Come on, man. Head biscuit in charge. Let's go. Holla.